Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I'm a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 9, the rest episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. Make sure you're listening up. Make sure you're ready to hear and receive what I'm about to tell you because it is huge. Ready? Here we go. It is okay to not be okay. Did you hear me? It is okay not to be okay. As you know, if you're following and subscribe to me on whatever platform you find this podcast on, you know that this podcast, this episode, is about 3 days late. And guess who's okay with that? Me. At first now, I wasn't. I must be honest, because I can be a little bit of a perfectionist at times, sometimes an overachiever. That's just me battling me. And I really wanted to be consistent with giving you these podcasts every Wednesday morning. However, as it turns out, I haven't been 100%. My body's been a little weak. I've been a little under the weather. And I was really pushing, even with all that I was feeling, to get this episode out to you guys. But it's probably best that I didn't, because I wouldn't be giving you all of me. I mean, I'm still in the process of getting better, but I'm well enough to at least give you as much as I can at this time. And I believe that there's a lot of us that are doing so much and we are forgetting to rest. And one of the things that I have struggled with for a very long time is always constantly going. It's actually, for me, like a blanket. Like, it's my comfort zone to keep going. If I stop, I feel like the whole world has ended. I feel like I failed. I feel like I failed everyone. I don't feel like me. And I had to learn that it's okay to rest. As a matter of fact, to be honest, I'm still learning that. And sometimes God will just shut down my body like, you can't do anything because you don't want to listen, and that's that. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is okay not to be okay. You are not meant to do everything, to be everywhere, to be every person to everybody. That is not what you're designed to do. Now, yes, you may be multi-talented, skilled, and all that beautiful jazz stuff. However, it is okay to not be okay. And you need to pay attention to the signs when your body is telling you that you need to rest. Now, before I give you some actionable steps, let me just tell you, there is a major difference between rest and laziness. And we're going to have a whole separate episode to talk about that. So don't think for a second that you sitting on your behind, not doing anything with your life or not doing anything to contribute to this world, gives you an excuse to rest. We're not doing that. We're talking about the people who are constantly going, constantly doing, but not taking care of themselves or not getting the proper or adequate rest. And I don't mean 8 hours of rest or 6 hours of rest. And I know that that's healthy and good and all that stuff. But I'll be honest with you, me personally, I can run off of maybe 2 to 4 hours of sleep and I'm okay. Not saying it's the best thing to do. I'm not suggesting that in any way. Please consult with your medical professional. I am not that person. But for me, I can run on 2 to 4 hours of sleep and keep going. Frequent naps, I like to call it. However, when you are doing a lot, you need to pay attention to the signs that says, hey, you need a rest break. Hey, you've been doing a lot here. You need to rest. Hey, you've been taking on a lot of responsibilities. You need to rest. And that is another thing. Ladies and gentlemen, do not allow people to run you to the ground. You are nobody's slave, okay? Please remember that. If people are asking you to do things, no is a full and complete sentence. And that is okay too. It is okay to say no. Hone up another episode, but I want to make sure we put that out there. Please learn to say no to people when you are burnt out. When you can't do anymore, it is okay. So let me talk a little bit about why this is the next episode. As I stated, I've been a little under the weather and I haven't been feeling 100%. And I was really just trying to push myself and say, you know what, I'll be fine. And this is just a complex that I've had for a very long time. Now, some of you are listening to me right now and you're like, yep, me too. You have the same complex. The one that tells you you're never doing enough, no matter how many things you're doing. The one that tells you you still haven't accomplished the goals, no matter how many goals you've already accomplished. The one that tells you push, 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 no matter how hard you're already pushing. Ladies and gentlemen, trigger the enemy, okay? And again, I am not saying you shouldn't push yourself. Of course you should do more. Of course there's another level. Absolutely. But know when to rest. If you are not refueling your body, your mind, and your soul, and your spirit, then all you're doing is burning yourself to the ground. You're not even giving your best at all. And the thing is, the more rest that you take, and rest is not just sleep. Sometimes rest is just allowing God to be God. Sometimes rest is getting on your knees and saying, God, give me guidance before I move my feet. One of the things I've learned personally is that when I make moves without consulting with God first, 10 times out of 10, I am going in the wrong direction. 10 times out of 10, I find myself in a place or around people or somewhere that I should have never been at. Yes, it can be a lesson, absolutely, but it also can have been avoided had I just consulted with God. Take some time to think about what you're doing with your time. Take some time to think about, are you resting properly? Again, rest is not necessarily sleep. Rest sometimes means just being still in a moment, being still in meditation, being still in prayer, just being still. That's rest. And March Madness is getting ready to come up in what, 2 days? Ooh, tomorrow? Today, by the time you listen to this. And there's going to be a lot going on, a lot of rush. Take a moment to still find rest. Even in the hustle and the bustle and everything else that's going on, take a moment to find that rest. It is important. So here's some action steps for you. Pay attention to the signs. There are signs that your body will tell you, your mind and your spirit will tell you when you feel off, when you feel sluggish. These are the signs that are telling you you need to rest. If you're stuck in confusion of which way to go, what to do, you need to rest. That means your mind is being overworked. Acknowledge your emotions and your physical body. Pay attention and acknowledge it. Take a moment to be aware of how you feel, how you think, and where you are. Pray for guidance of your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Heavenly Father, before I move my feet, I ask that you guide my feet to the places where you want me to go, down the path that you have generated for me so that I am not going astray and I'm not wasting time. Heavenly Father, I pray that you anoint my mind, that my mind will be so focused on you that anything else that thinks for a second that can infiltrate it will be rebuked out of here, away from me. Heavenly Father, I pray for the space around me, that I'm covered, that I am protected. Pray for guidance. Rest easy, Next step, rest easy. Next step, rest easy. And I'm repeating this for a reason, because it is not easy to rest easy. Let me be the first to admit, it is very difficult for me to rest easy. Very. I am constantly pushing myself. Quick story. So today, I was talking with my daughter, and I told her I had something to tell her. And she goes, it better not be any kids. See, what you don't know about my daughter is my daughter is so selfish when it comes to me. She is not trying to share me with anybody. So she says, it better not be no kids. You better not be pregnant. That is exactly what she said. And I said, yep, I'm having a kid. I'm pregnant. And she goes, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm like, no, I'm serious. She's like, okay. And I'm like, no, I'm really serious. She would not believe it no matter how many times I said it. And then she said something that I thought about. I heard what she said, and then I really thought about it. And she says, there is no way you could be pregnant with a kid. You do way too much. Between your network marketing company, between did you pray, between work, and between dealing with me and Jarrell, you don't have the time for another kid. You're too busy. And I thought about what she said, and I said, she's absolutely right. She is. But even more so than that, sometimes we don't realize how much we actually do. And so we're pushing to do more. We're pushing to be better. For what reason are we pushing to do all these things? Here's what I have discovered. You can absolutely do everything that you've been called to do because God has called you to do it without exerting the same amount of energy that you do it on your own by just asking Him for His guidance. You can do the same exact stuff by asking Him for His guidance, though. It just makes it easier. That's what I mean by rest easy. Rest easy in Him, knowing that He's got our back. It's in the Word. The Scripture tells us that we can do all things through Him. It also says that He's our strength. So why are we going so hard to do the things that we're going to do anyway, but we're doing it so much more difficult by pushing and pushing and exerting this energy instead of just resting easy? Why do we allow people to get under our skin and to change our mood and our energy? Why do we allow that instead of just resting easy? I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and they were like, people just get on my nerves, and I'm just about to tell them about themselves. And I'm like, well, why would you do that? Why don't you just ignore them? Because here's what you do. You add fuel to that negative energy every time you acknowledge it. Rest easy. Rest easy. Water off your back. If you are acknowledging and spending so much time and giving so much energy to something that has no parts of your destiny, you are destined to fail. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are not a failure. So why would you even go down that path? When you rest, you restore the things that are supposed to be inside of you. When you are exerting so much energy on the things that don't matter and the things that are not a part of the plan of God, you are literally out here just dying and giving away all of your energy and wasting all of your time and energy on something that has no parts of you. Rest to restore. Restore everything that's supposed to be inside of you. Your joy, your peace, your love, your sanity. Hello. Get those things back. They belong to you. They're yours. I read a scripture and I'm going to share it with you. And it's in Matthew 11, if you want to reference it for yourself. And Matthew 11 and 28 says, come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Now, for those who are like me and said, what does that even mean? Because if you don't know, the King James Version is not always the easiest version, and I have no problem saying it. I go to the Message Version, and here's what it says. Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest, walk with me, and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Oh my goodness. If that is not the dopest scripture ever to make you feel lighter, to lighten up your load, to allow you to rest easy, I don't know what is. So the next time you feel like you're just going too much, and you acknowledge those feelings, you acknowledge your mind, you acknowledge your body, make sure you pray for that guidance. And if you don't know how to pray for that guidance, Matthew 11, 28 through 30 in the Message version, that's a prayer right there. Literally, read that scripture and pray it over you. Like, God, just give me rest. Just give me rest. And I promise you, he's got your back. You can always connect with me on thechristinadanielle.com. Also on Instagram, 3_123, Christina Danielle. And on Facebook as Christina Stewart. Until next time, guys, rest easy.